From ABC News, I'm John Grimes. Pope John Paul led Christmas pilgrims in a midnight mass at the Vatican, marking the start of Christmas. A few hours earlier, Christmas was observed in the city where it began, Bethlehem. We have a report from Peter Allen Frost in Tel Aviv.
The Christmas mass was rich in the color and splendor of the Catholic Church. The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Monsignor Joseph Beltriti, was clad in heavily embroidered robes of red, gold, blue, and white, carrying a silver staff fashioned like a shepherd's crook. During the ceremony, he swung heavy censers filled with incense, which sent the clouds of smoke rising to the rafters of the ancient church. The highlight of the mass came after communion, when a doll representing the Christ child was taken from the church down into the Grotto of the Nativity, traditional birthplace of Jesus. Peter Allen Frost, ABC News, Tel Aviv.
Now I'll have more after this.
Menu, ladies?
Yes, thank you. I'm famished. I could eat everything on this menu. I think I'll just have a salad. How do you control your appetite? You're so thin. Well, my secret is in my purse. AIDS candy. It's delicious. Candy? How can candy help you eat less? Well, AIDS is more than just delicious candy. It's a diet plan. AIDS works two ways. Oh? The candy helps satisfy your hunger, and AIDS has an effective appetite suppressant. So I eat less and I lose weight deliciously. Does AIDS candy have a stimulant? Oh, no stimulant. Nothing that can make you nervous. AIDS simply helps curb your appetite so you can eat less. They do look delicious. The AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal. Here, taste. They are delicious. And I'll be less hungry with AIDS. You'll see.
Sorry to take so long, ladies. Your order?
I'll have a salad. Two salads, please. I'm starting with AIDS today.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Available at supermarkets and drugstores everywhere. Use only as directed.
Postal workers are getting a 2.7% pay hike in each of the next 3 years, plus a cost of living increase. While the hike is not all postal union officials had hoped for, they agreed it was better than the Postal Service original proposals. An arbitration panel also set lower starting salaries for new postal employees hired after mid-January. The arbitrator's settlement goes along with a 2-cent hike in postal rates that begins in February. William Schrader may soon have some company at Humana Heart Institute. Doctors say they've begun the search for another recipient for the artificial heart. Dr. William DeVries says he thinks Schrader is now well enough along in his recovery that the hospital could carry out another implant. In New York City, police are still searching for the Death Wish-style vigilante who pulled a gun and shot four teenagers during an apparent robbery attempt Saturday aboard a subway train. Police also say they've been flooded with hundreds of telephone calls since the incident, praising the gunman for standing up to the would-be robbers. Bells have always been a major feature of Christmas, and in some cases there's a real art involved in ringing them. There's the tradition of peeling handed down generation to generation. John Bascom has a report on the history of bell peeling and where it stands now.
There are thousands of bell towers in England, but only 18 in the United States.
The first set of bells was installed in the Old North Church in Boston, Church of Paul Revere's fame, in 1744. Revere himself was, in fact, among an early band of change ringers there. Perhaps that's why he knew so much about the tower.
Richard Dirksen is a bell ringing expert. He says it's a real art to control a 3,500-pound bell at the other end of a rope.
Once the bell starts to fall, you can't do much about it. You can't push it back up. But when it's swinging up, by controlling the rope properly, you can make the bell come to a halt at the top of its upswing and then start the next stroke at precisely the right time.
An 18th century pastime giving joy for a 20th century Christmas. John Bascom, ABC News, Washington.
Wall Street, the stock market in a holiday mood. It was up over 11 points. Sources at the Pentagon have just told us a tiny but apparently friendly object has been picked up on radar heading south from the North Pole. Sensors have picked up a distinctive jingling and what sounds like cracks of a tiny whip. And oh yes, an elderly voice laughing loudly and shouting, Merry Christmas. This is ABC News.
Hi, Wayne Pricky to tell you about the new I.O. Computers on Westport Road. People are talking about I.O. Computers' super low prices, and word is spreading that, at last, someone has a better alternative to the expensive IBM PC. It's the Leading Edge, a total computer system for only $15.95. I.O. guarantees it to be 99.9% IBM compatible in both hardware and software. Plus, the leading edge at half price is faster than the IBM PC. It carries a warranty four times longer than IBM. So why pay twice as much for a name? I.O. Computers also have Louisville's lowest prices on printers. And their verbatim, unlabeled diskettes, single-sided, double density, are only $129. Visit I.O. Computers and you'll be talking about it too. Louisville's new must-see computer store on Westport Road between Hubbard's Lane and the railroad tracks. One block west of Target. I.O. Computers.
Chuck Taylor's Christmas Eve forecast calling for cloudy skies, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow. There could be a brief period also of sleet and freezing rain. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold with a high near 34. Christmas evening, clear and cold, a low near 26. Then for Wednesday, fair and milder with a high near 45. Watching the radar this evening, nothing showing, but we still could have some light snow and freezing drizzle to our west this evening between Louisville and Evansville. We'll keep an eye on that. Currently, though, it's just cloudy skies officially in Louisville, 44 degrees at Staniford Field. Downtown, it's 41 at 84 WHAS.
All right, you chipmunks, ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin? Alvin! Very good, Simon.
Naturally.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it, Alvin. Alvin.
Good evening and Merry Christmas from 84 WHAS. You're with Leonard Yates, the third hour of our special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback, playing back Louisville's biggest Christmas hits over the past 30 years. Like that one, went all the way to number one in 1958, the late David Seville, who in real life was Ross Bagdasarian, along with his speeded-up friends, the Chipmunks. Boy, that was a Christmas classic. Still gets a lot of play. Lots more Christmas favorites. Going to get just a little bit serious this hour. I've got a real beautiful Christmas narration for you this hour from C.W. McCall. But still some frivolity from Stan Freberg. Jimmy Boyd's going to check to see what Mommy was doing with the Santa under the Christmas tree. Lots of music and fun for you this hour. It's 8:09 as we go back to Christmas past 1966. Elvis took this to number two on the Christmas charts. If every day were like Christmas.
Hear the bells saying Christmas is near. They ring out to tell the world that this is the season of cheer. Singing sweet. heart. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? His tiny face is worth more to me than anything. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly?
From 66 on Kentucky and a Flashback with Leonard, right here on a Christmas Eve, wishing you the happiest of holiday seasons. We've got a chance later this hour to register two more people, one at a time, to win the Super Van. Got some nice unit prizes for you. Right now, though, we're going to turn things just a little bit serious, at least from what we've been doing. In 1977, a gentleman by the name of C.W. McCall came out with a beautiful Christmas narration. And if you're one of those people like myself who no longer have their parents for Christmas, I think you'll really appreciate this. It's called Sing Silent Night from 84 WHAS.
When the snow falls on Christmas Eve and everything's white, I sit by the window and remember another night. When Mama played the organ, we turned off all the lights and we all stood around her and sang Silent Night. The organ is quiet now and Mama's gone, but the sound of that Christmas Eve will live on. Sang all the old carols, the hymns she loved to hear, and she'd play them over one by one, from memory and by ear. And then she'd find the ancient album with its pages turned gold, crayon-colored paper star I made so long ago. But brighter than any star was the love in Mama's eyes as she said, Merry Christmas, kids. And she kissed us goodnight. Sang Last Silent Night.
Stevie Wonder's Top 10 Christmas hit from 1966, Someday at Christmas. Before that, the beautiful narration, Sing Silent Night. Now, I told you who that was by just a minute ago. I tell you what, starting with the seventh caller, I'd like to sign one of you up to get registered for the Super Van. I'd like to send you a coupon for a gallon of gourmet popcorn from the Corn Popper. Area code is 502. It's 571-8484. Starting with the seventh caller, if you can tell me who did the narration on Sing Silent Night. I want the artist's name, starting with the seventh caller, as we're going to turn things a little bit lighter again, go back to Christmas, 1963. Have you ever gotten something for Christmas and you didn't know what it was? Well, the Chad Mitchell Trio took that whole pretense and turned it into a big Christmas hit, 63, The Marvelous Toy, from 84, WHAS.
When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. And the moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still.
I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise. For right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one, then the other, then I twisted its lid. And when I set it down again, here is what it did. It went zip when it moved, bop when it stopped, whirr when it stood still.
I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
It first marched left, then marched right, then marched under a chair.
You're with Leonard's special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback, a Kentuckiana Christmas. Well, we've got Brenda Lee standing by with her big Christmas hits. Been on the charts a number of Christmases. First year was 60. It was actually released a year or two before that. Of course, Brenda Lee became big in 1960 with songs like I'm Sorry and I Want to Be Wanted. Following that, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree turned out to be a Christmas classic from that time on. First, though, let's take a look at the forecast from Chuck Taylor. Turning cloudy, colder tonight, with rain changing over to some light snow possible. There also could be a period of brief sleet and freezing rain. Now, temperatures will drop into the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation is possible. Not real likely. We'll watch for that. For tomorrow, Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the high near 34. For Christmas night, clear and cold, a low near 26. For Wednesday, a little bit better, fair, milder temperatures, a high near 45. The radar is not showing anything, but light snow, freezing rain often do not show up on the radar. So we'll keep an eye out. Watch out if you're out tonight. We could have some light precipitation. We're not expecting anything heavy in that regard, but the temperatures are dropping. Currently, it's cloudy at Stanford Field, officially 44 degrees in Louisville. Downtown, it's 41 at 84 WHAS.
Performance Report, Memphis, Tennessee. Wasn't long ago, Beale Street had fallen on hard times. Not today. Things have picked up, thanks in part to a new lighting system that spreads light evenly over wider areas. Phillips Petroleum developed Riton, the plastic that helps make these lights possible. And that struck a new chord with the people who work and play on Beale Street. That's performance from Phillips Petroleum. You'll find performance in everything we make.
Listen to 84 WHAS, and you can soon be listening to AM stereo in your car. A Pioneer AM stereo system with complete installation from Music City, worth over $400. And that's not all. The climax of the year of 84 will be the Supervan, the prize everyone wants to win. And you can. You could win one of five Pioneer AM car stereo systems, perhaps even the fabulous Supervan. It is the year of 84, WHAS.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Boy, what a Christmas classic. Made it to the top 20 on the regular pop chart. Still made Billboard special Christmas charts for a number of years. As you're with Leonard, special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback on a Christmas Eve. Wishing you a Merry Christmas at 8:26. We're going back now to one of my favorite comedians. Going back to 1958. Top 40 hit for Stan Freberg. It's Green Christmas. We all talk about the commercialism at Christmas time. Well, Stan Freberg took that one step further. In this Christmas classic, he really took it to task. And we'll hear that in just a second. I'll tell you what, though. I'd like to sign somebody else up to register for winning the Super Van, which is going to be given away before the end of the year. Now, there's not much year left, so it has to be pretty soon. Mr. Program Director is due back in town from his little Hawaii trip soon, and, well, we should be finding out very soon when that Super Van will be given away. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. I've played two Elvis songs tonight. I'd like to know the titles of both of those, starting with the eighth caller. I'll register you to win the Super Van. I'll also give you a King's Court family card game from Stewart's. We'll mail you a certificate for that. That's not a bad unit prize. Very good game. Starting with the eighth caller, all you have to do at 571-8484 is tell me the titles of both Elvis songs we've played tonight. Now, there were two. Looking for both titles. Eighth caller, area codes 502-571-8484. As we go back, Christmas, 1958.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Bah, humbug, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, the meeting will come to order, if you please. Are all the advertising people represented here?
Everyone except Amalgamated Cheese.
Well, if they're not here for the Christmas pitch, I can't help them find new ways of tying their product into Christmas. That's why I'm chairman of this board. Let's hear it for me.
Hear, hear, hear!
All right, Abercrombie, what are your people up to?
Oh, same thing as every year. 50,000 billboards showing Santa Claus pausing to refresh himself with our product.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the public has come to expect that.
That's right. It's become tradition.
Fine, fine. You there, Crass. I suppose your company's running the usual magazine ad showing cartons of your cigarettes peeking out of the top of Santa's sack.
Better than that. This year we have him smoking one.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Got Santa a little more rugged, too. Both sleeves rolled up and a tattoo on each arm. One of them says, Merry Christmas.
Well, what does the other one say?
Less tars.
Great stuff.
But Mr. Scrooge.
Well, who are you?
Bob Cratchit, sir. I've got a little spice company over in East Orange, New Jersey. Do I have to tie my product into Christmas?
What do you mean?
Well, I was just going to send cards out showing the three wise men following the Star of Bethlehem.
I get it. And they're bearing your spices. No, that's perfect.
No product in it. I was just going to say, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Period.
Well, that's a peculiar slogan.
Old hat, Cratchit. That went out with button shoes. You're a businessman. Christmas is something to take advantage of. A red and green bandwagon to jump on. A sentimental shot in the arm for sales. Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. While you can be enterprising. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The fourth day of Christmas my true love gave to me. Four bars of soap.
Three cans of peas.
Two breakfast foods and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas my true love gave to me.
Five tubeless tires.
Four quarts of gin.
Three cigars.
Two cigarettes. And some hair tonic on a pear tree. Chestnuts roasting.
Say, Mother, as sure as there's an X in Christmas, you can be sure those are Tiny Tim chestnuts roasting. Tiny Tim chestnuts are full-bodied, longer-lasting. This visible shell protects the nut. Now with XK29 added for people who can't roast after every meal.
Tiny Tim, Tiny Tim, chestnuts all the way.
Tiny Tim's roast hot like a chestnut hot. And they are mild, 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 mild.
Get the halls with advertising. Fa la 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 la. Tis the time for merchandising. Fa la 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 la. Profit never need to reason. Fa la 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 la. Get the money, it's the season. Fa la 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 la.
Words to live by, Cratchit.
Oh, for you, maybe. Can't you just wish someone a Merry Christmas for the pure joy of doing it?
Why? What's the percentage in that? Let me show you how to make Christmas work for you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. And please buy our beer.
There you go, Cratchit. That's Christmas with a purpose.
I know, but wait a minute. Don't you guys make enough profit the other 11 months? Christmas comes but once a year.
Funny thing you should bring that up. That's exactly the point I was about to make. Hit it, boys.
Christmas comes but once a year, so you better make hay while the snow is falling. Oh, that's opportunity calling you.
Jingle bells, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Rub your hands, December's here. What a wonderful time to be glad and merry.
But just so you're mercenary too.
Buy a man and show all the toys. Show all the toys up on the show.
But just make sure that you get a plug. You get a plug in for yourself. Christmas comes but once a year, so you better cash in while the spirit lingers. It's slipping through your fingers. Boy, but don't you realize Christmas can be such a monetary joy?
Well, I guess you fellas will never change.
Why should we? Christmas has two S's in it, and they're both dollar signs.
Yeah, but they weren't there to begin with.
Huh?
The people keep hoping you'll remember, but you never do.
Remember what?
Whose birthday we're celebrating.
Well, don't get me wrong. The story of Christmas and its simplicity is a good thing. I buy that. It's just that we know a good thing when we see it.
But don't you realize Christmas has a significance, a meaning?
A sales curve. Wake up, Cratchit. It's later than you think.
I know, Mr. Scrooge. I know.
On the first day of Christmas, the advertising's there. With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe. O'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising. What's the use of compromising? Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Debbie Floriff is our latest registrant for the Super Van. She's also got a King's Court family card game coming to her from Stewart's. Congratulations, Debbie. It took about four calls after the eighth one to get a winner on that. Right now, you're listening to A Kentucky at a Christmas with Leonard Yates, right here at 84 WHAS with Nat King Cole.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
You're listening to a special edition of Kentucky in a Flashback with Leonard, wishing you a Merry Christmas. Boy, speaking of longevity in records, originally recorded in 1946, re-recorded in 1956. In 1965, that made it to number one on Billboard's Christmas chart, was on for a number of years in the top five for the late Nat King Cole. And the Christmas song, 22 Before 9, way back, number one Christmas hit, released in 1947. He's coming, you know he is.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Blixin' and blixin' and all his reindeers pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle, oh, what a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same. Santa Claus knows we're all God's children, that makes everything right. So fill your hearts with Christmas cheer, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring out that it's Christmas morn again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blitzen, all his reindeers pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
He sure does. Coming any time now, I think we've got him on radar, heading toward the Louisville area right now, 19 before 9. You're with Leonard on a Kentucky and a Christmas. Boy, Rob just walked in. He's going to be playing the Christmas music for you all night, constant, nonstop, between 9 this evening, 6 tomorrow morning. Nonstop Christmas music from 84 WHAS. I want to take a second to thank Bob Walker, who's been with me tonight, kind of producing for me, a job that Rob does a lot around here at WHAS. Big help tonight from Bob. I can't get away from it. We've got to play this. We've had so many requests for it. Elmo and Patsy are here. Yep, Grandma got run over by that reindeer again.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer,
Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black. And we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding made of fig. And the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair in Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourself. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Sing it, Grandpa.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Christmas record, number one pop hit, too. 1952 for Jimmy Boyd, popular for a number of Christmases. After that, you're with Leonard Yates, closing minutes of Special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback, a Kentuckiana Christmas, 13 till 9 at 84 WHAS. Santa's on his way. We'll update the forecast. We've got some great Christmas songs coming up. We've got Burl Ives coming up in just a minute. Bing Crosby will return. But first, here's Elton John. Yeah, Christmas, 1973. Number one on Billboard's Christmas chart that year. Step into Christmas. 84 WHAS. Into Christmas with Elton John at 9 before 9 at 84 WHAS. I've got Burl Ives standing by from the TV special Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Now, this is one of my sister's favorite Christmas songs. It's a holly jolly Christmas. But first, we better check on that forecast to see how it's going to be when Santa arrives in just a little bit this evening in Louisville. Chuck Taylor's forecast calling for cloudy, turning colder with rain changing over to some light snow in some areas. There also could be a brief period of sleet and freezing rain. That has happened out to our west earlier in Evansville this evening. Temperatures will drop to the low to mid-20s. Some light snow accumulation possible, but not necessarily probable. For Christmas Day, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, the high near 34. Then for Christmas night, clear and cold with a low near 26. Wednesday, fair, milder, the high near 45. Now, currently, the last hour, the Weather Bureau reported 44 degrees cloudy skies. It's still cloudy downtown at 84 WHAS. But in downtown Louisville, the temperature has fallen off to a cool 36 degrees from 84 WHAS.
When it comes to building better trucks, you look to GMC. They're good-looking and hard-working, and they're built for quality. You've got four great dealers selling trucks by GMC. Sam's Rowe Peterson, Brinkhouse and Green Tree, selling looks and value, dependability.
On Lincoln Federal's great getaway with interest. Get away to the vacation kingdom at Walt Disney World or to the Lexington Marriott Resort for the weekend. At Lincoln Federal, you can get away now with a Polaroid camera, luggage, a Litton microwave oven, General Electric televisions, or a Sharp portable VCR with color camera. You get Lincoln Federal's high interest rates and your premium. Call or stop by the Lincoln Federal office near you for full details. Lincoln Federal's great getaway with interest is on now.
84 WHAS, the only station you need to listen to every weekend with Louisville's top personalities playing the hits.
Liz Curtis.
Jack Fox.
Your all-night moose.
Mark Stephen Williams.
Scott Gettle.
And Louisville's original weekend warrior,
Stephen Lee Cook.
Plus, Joe Donovan here with great oldies, trivia, music facts, and more on the Friday Night Revival.
You and me, Doug McKelvin, with topical talk on our Sunday morning open line.
And the greatest hits of all time, all weekend, including Louisville's best and special features on Kentuckiana Flashback. Today's top songs with Casey Kasem on American Top 40. And of course, UK Wildcat and U of L Cardinal football and basketball. It's your million-dollar weekend, and Bill Cody gets it all started Friday afternoon. Weekends are special on 84 WHAS.
It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Everyone you meet, ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
1964, Burl Ives, A Holly Jolly Christmas. That was from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the TV special. Here with Leonard, the closing moments of our special edition of Kentuckiana Flashback at 4 till 9. Wishing you a Merry Christmas from 84 WHAS. Going back to a number one Christmas hit out of 1963. Bing Crosby, Do You Hear What I Hear from 84.
Said the night wind to the little land. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing Sing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say.
It's 1 minute till 9 o'clock from 84 WHAS, and we're about to wrap up this special edition of Kentucky and a Flashback. Stay tuned, Christmas music all night from 84 WHAS. Songs like this one, The Carol of the Bell. Happy holidays from 84 WHAS Radio Louisville. It's 9 p.m. Stay tuned for ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Palmer Payne. Pope John Paul hailed the birth of Jesus and Jesus' message of hope to the world during the Christmas Eve Mass at St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. There were other midnight services in India where Christian cakes carried political symbols as the nation voted on a new parliament. And in China, several thousand Christians went to churches. In Bethlehem, Shimon Peres became the first prime minister of Israel to join in a Christian celebration. The town's mayor, a Palestinian Christian, called for a new effort to achieve peace in the Middle East. President Reagan made telephone calls to enlisted men of the five services on duty at posts around the world to wish them a Merry Christmas, from the DMZ in Korea to a ship in the Indian Ocean, an airbase in Turkey, and islands in Japan and the Pacific. In Mason, Michigan, Marilyn Kleinbush gave birth to a 6.5-pound baby girl under her Christmas tree at home. Paramedics had only 15 minutes to prepare to assist her. I'll have more after this.
Cliff Robertson for AT&T.
Just because your long-distance call doesn't sound important doesn't mean it isn't.
Say hello, Jonathan. Say, Nana.
That's why AT&T wants to make sure that every giggle...
She didn't say. I'm not kidding.
Every guffaw...
You mean he said that to him?
Every whisper...
Stand off now. It's a surprise.
Every sigh...
Night.
Every word.
Yes, be scatty for dinner. And my mother.
The sound as close as a call next door.
Say bye bye, Jonathan.
Families don't care so much. Keep it in touch.
It's just one of the services you can take for granted because AT&T doesn't. Calling from anywhere to anywhere. Operator service, person to person, and collect calling. Over a century of commitment. And calls that sound as close as you feel. That's AT&T. The more you hear, the better we sound.
Reach out and touch someone.
The cost of mailing a first-class letter, already scheduled for a 10% hike in February, may increase again due to today's binding arbitration award to 500,000 Postal Service employees. The contract calls for a 2.7% pay raise in each of 3 years, plus cost of living increases that could bring the annual raises to more than 5%. One union member questioned in New York is still complaining.
Seems like not much. You know, over a three-year period, $1,500 with the cost of living and the way things are right now. But I guess we're going to have to stay with it for a while and hope on the next contract things will get...